Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Silence the Mind Cluck podcast. I'm Maria T. Finch. I'm an intuitive strategy guide, and I am thrilled to be here today with Angie. Angie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell us a bit about you.
My name is Angie Aki. I am actually located in Orlando, Florida, and I am the founder of Ohana Investment Partners. I started my business to help people passively invest in real estate. And Marie and I were talking a little bit about the name of my company before. And so we chose Ohana because my husband's family, his father is actually from Hawaii. And so we really like to embrace the Hawaiian mentality best we can of relaxation and calm and community and family. And so as I built my company, I'm a big believer in community and doing things together and rising to success together. So that's what I wanted to create. So now I've created a community of investors and Ohana, right? If you want to passively invest in real estate and sit on the beach in Hawaii, you can absolutely do so.
That's wonderful. I love the word Ohana. There's something just about the way that flows off the tongue. It's like you can feel what it means. It's like kind of being hugged in a community. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. All right. So we are talking about mindset. And I think every single person on earth experiences mind cluck every single day of their lives. And it's a regular ongoing thing that we can get good at quieting the more we practice. So tell us a bit about how you silence your mind cluck on a regular basis.
It is a daily practice for me, literally a daily practice. I run multiple businesses. I have a family. I host a lot of events. So there's just a constant juggle going on. And so one of the things that I do that I found it builds a really great foundation for my day is my morning routine. So I typically wake up at 5:30 in the morning. That gives me about an hour and 15 minutes or so before anyone else is awake. So that is my special time. And so I wake up. I have found even I'm a coffee drinker. I drink one cup of coffee every morning and I have a French press that I do it in, but I found that that's even part of my morning routine and that meditative process, because it is a process, is really relaxing to me. And so I really savor that cup of coffee. But then once I sit down, I enter into my morning routine, which includes a little bit of everything. So I start with prayer and spend some time in prayer. And then I go into meditation, visualization, affirmations, my Bible study. So it literally does include a little bit of everything. I even will read a little bit if I have some time on the back end. Quite frankly, I've been spending more and more time in the meditative state and really just visualizing and receiving abundance and prosperity. That's eaten up a lot of the time, which I feel like is time well spent. But that's what my morning looks like. And I am very religious about it. It is, if I don't have that time, I find that my day is haywire. And feels I just start my day with anxiety or stress and fear, feel like I'm already behind. Where when I set that foundation, it just provides me with clarity in the day and the realization that, frankly, you know, I can only do what I can do and so much, you know, whatever your belief is, if you're listening to this, so much is in, you know, God's or the universe's hands, and you're doing all you can, and that's it. So just do your best.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about visualization. What are you visualizing and how? I mean, you don't have to give us, specific private details, but for somebody listening who's thinking like visualization, like what am I visualizing? What am I trying to do? Are you visualizing success in your day or can you give us an example?
So I will either visualize success in my day. So it could be something as simple as visualizing a meeting or an outcome of a meeting. But I will visualize what my goals look like or what success looks like to me. So I also I speak. I love to speak at events. I'm also hosting events. So I will often visualize myself on a stage and what that audience looks like. I have a passion for inspiring and empowering women as well. So I'm working on an event I will be hosting in August. So I often will picture myself on stage, hundreds of women in the audience, what they're feeling and how their lives will transform or change, and what that feels and means to me as well. A lot of visualization, if you focus on how you feel when you get there, right? So how do you feel when you're on stage? Or also for me, it's building that passive income and that portfolio and asset managing, let's call it thousands of doors, right? And providing great investor returns. Well, what is that? How does that impact a family? And picturing how that impacts a family or a mom or a woman that may be able to focus on her family or focus on retirement and do what she loves, and picture how that makes her feel. And then how does that make me feel to be a conduit or to help her reach that goal? So a lot of it is how it makes you feel, because that invokes emotion. And I'm also a really visual person. So I will visualize something, even what am I wearing on stage? How many multifamily or apartment doors? Where is this event held? So just things like that that really make it stick and make it feel real, because your brain really, it doesn't really differentiate between reality and what's not. So if you're visualizing your success you're having in the future, your brain sees it as you're already having that success. And so that's what you're feeding your mind.
Yeah, visualization is such a powerful tool. I mean, I feel like it's been sort of in the world of athletics for so long with professional athletes visualizing themselves, scoring that goal, making that touchdown, whatever it is. But it's so interesting how you can bring it into anything in your life. So you can visualize a meeting that you're going to have. You can visualize a conversation you're going to have. You can visualize a good time. You can visualize almost anything that you want. And it's so powerful in almost creating the pathway for your mind to follow so that when you're in it, if you get nervous or whatever, you can go back to your visualization and be like, oh, you know what? I feel good. Everything is fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And then for affirmations, this is something that I always love to talk about with people because I've read a lot about it. I do affirmations. I put out an affirmation every Monday on social media for people to use if they choose. But I find it really interesting that I think that you really have to believe an affirmation in order for it to manifest. What's your perspective on that, and how do you come up with affirmations?
I think you do have to believe it, and believe in affirmations, believe in the power of them, and believe what you're stating. So you cannot just say something and not believe it, because then it's just words, right? So you really have to. And so for me, I verbalize my affirmations. I know some people like to internalize them. I verbalize them. It helps me really absorb them and internalize them. And then my affirmations are always in the present tense. So it's I am, not,
I will,
or it's coming, right? It's here and it's now. And so I actually have quite a few. Maybe too many. But I spend probably 5 to 10 minutes going through my affirmations. And at this point, I had them written down in the beginning. I have them memorized, so I'll walk through them. And so that's, I mean, I'm a firm believer in affirmations, and they really can change your perspective. you know, even if it's something and you have to believe it, right? But if it's something where you're saying, you know, I am a successful entrepreneur, or, you know, I am reaching my goals, or whatever it is. You know, for me, I do a lot of networking. I surround myself with amazing people. And my network is one of my greatest assets. And we do great things together. I love partnering with people and doing things together. So one of my affirmations is, I choose to surround myself with an amazing group of individuals. We lift each other up and rise to success together.
Oh, and that's nice.
And I believe it, you know, yeah. That, so that's something that's more of a group affirmation. But I talk to myself, right, about my success and what I am and, you know, money coming to me and what I'm putting out in the universe, what I'm receiving. But it can be very, very powerful.
Yeah, I agree. I do a lot of I am meditations, and so affirmations, and I use them in meditation. Mm-hmm. So if I do meditations that are just sound. I'm no longer really doing guided meditations very often myself, but then I go through my affirmations that way. And I find that to be really powerful, like strengthening that pathway as I'm in a meditative state. Do you use them that way too?
I do. And I will often say, so I will say an affirmation, for instance, you know, I am prosperity. Mm-hmm. And I will then take a couple breaths, and I sit in a yoga pose. I'm sure there's an official name for it. I don't know what it is.
That's okay. But,
some of us call it crisscross applesauce, right? But I'm sitting in a yoga pose, and you know, I will say, I am prosperity, and I believe it, and I feel it.
Yeah, so
feel it on the inside, and then breathe, and it just really helps those words settle in. Mm-hmm. And really embed themselves in your subconscious mind and in your day.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's such powerful stuff.
Yes.
So then as you're going through your day, when mind clock crops up, what do?
It always crops up.
It always does.
It always does. So one of the things I do is I go outside. I'm blessed to live in Florida. So we have pretty good weather most of the time. But just getting outside helps calm me down. It's automatic. I can be outside for 30 seconds, even if it's taking my dog out, and I'll stay out there with them for a few minutes. And I just feel the calm come over me. Mm-hmm. And that's really powerful for me. I'm a nature lover. So just getting outside is really great. I also will try to, and I got out of the habit of doing this, and I want to get back into the habit of doing it, but I end up, right, we have to-do lists that are really, really long. Like, I ended up back in this world. I'm done. So I hosted a meetup this morning, and same thing, we were talking about it. I said, I have to get away from that again. Yeah. And then I was using an app on my phone called, I think it's called the Winning Streak or the Win Streak, and focus on three things that you accomplished today. So you do this in the evening, and then three things you will accomplish tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And those are your three focus things. So it helps you, instead of having the mind cluck of, I have a to-do list of 5 million things to do, and there's no physical possible way to get them all done.
Right.
Focusing on, oh, these are the three things that if I accomplish today, or when I accomplish them today, it will be a successful day.
Yeah, I really like that. I think that's so, it's so good to say, as long as I've started doing this too, where it's like, okay, these are the things that I'm definitely going to get done, and anything else is a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you can work, I mean, you can work 24/7, but who wants to do that, right? And so at some point, you get done what needs to get done and what's important. Mm-hmm. And then, right, anything else is a bonus. And as, you know, as an entrepreneur, there's always stuff to do. There's always clients to call. And I run multiple businesses. So it's you know, different hats. So there's always something to do. Mm-hmm. But you just can't, like, what is important? What do you need to get done? What are your goals for the week? And really boiling it down. Mm-hmm. And what's truly, because if you, and I did this exercise in the beginning of the year, your results are, it's the 80-20 rule in everything, right? Mm-hmm. So 80% of your results are going to come from 20% of your actions and activities. Mm-hmm. So what are those activities? And that's what the focus should be on. Not the list of, now I'm a really bad example, but I'll work on this. Not the list of 5 million things you need to be doing. Really, it's probably 5 things, you know, that need to get done for the week, maybe 10. So if you do 3 a day, 15 for the week feels like a win, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can. So as an entrepreneur myself, it's like it is so easy to just keep going. And it really does make a difference when you say, oh, you know what? Okay, I got those few things done. And so now I can go take that walk, or I can, you know, do something else. I also just wanted to add on for our listeners, for anyone who's like, I'm in an office, how do I go outside? Go downstairs and just step out the door. Nobody's going to care if you're gone for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if they do, maybe that's not a place where you want to be working. Yeah. But it's really true that just sticking your head outside, I think it reconnects you with like the earth and mm-hmm. reconnects you with something bigger than what might be right in front of you. It can be so easy to get consumed with what's right in front of us when in the grand scheme of life, it's probably not that important. And so good to step away.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're at your desk and you know, you can, or you can always say it's a bathroom break, right? But yeah, if that doesn't work for you, you know, stand up. I have a standing desk, but even if you don't, mm-hmm. get up, stretch, just walk around the room, change their atmosphere yeah. for a minute, stretch your neck, right? We all have, I know I got a massage last week and she's like, oh my gosh, your neck's so tight. You must be a laptop worker, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, get up and stretch, talk to people, connect with people. Yeah. That can also help too. Just change your, get out of your own mind mm-hmm. and talk to someone else, because that will stop. I mean, so often we're in our own mind and we can't get out of our own way. But then when we're speaking to something else, to someone else, our mindset shifts to them. Mm-hmm. And then you're connecting and you're building a community and you're building a relationship, which is so important. And unfortunately, something a lot of people have gotten away from over the past few years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really true. I think it's also, I think it's really important to always have in mind, like, what are you putting into your mind? Mm-hmm. So for example, I love to read the New York Times. And I like to be informed. I, you know, from my educational background, whatever, it's like being informed is really important. But then I started to pay attention and I'm like, I'm reading a lot of stuff that's really depressing or upsetting on some level. And so I'm like, I'm not going to do that anymore. So I can scan headlines to get information. But so this was one of the things I was doing. It's like hit mind click, be like, okay, I got to take a break. And then I go to the paper. Well, that wasn't a good choice. It would be like so much better to read something uplifting or, you know, talk to somebody or whatever. So always asking yourself, okay, so I hit this wall where my mind is yelling at me for some reason. And then what is the thing that you can do or the things that you can do that are going to give you awe or appreciation or a feeling of love or a feeling of calm or peace, and then gravitate towards those. So instead of being like, okay, I'm totally overwhelmed, let me look at my to-do list. It's like, no, don't look at that. Look at a picture of someone you love and just think about how much you love them and feel that. Or, you know, there's all these kinds of ways that you can redirect your mind so that you're not going from one stressful thing right. to the next stressful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what else? What other practices are just sort of part of your day-to-day, especially running multiple businesses? I mean, mm-hmm. I do the same, so I can relate.
Yeah. It gets a little hairy.
Yeah.
So I try to, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. So I'll do that. I also subscribe to the same. I get news feeds. I get the New York Times in my email. So I scan, right? And I get the skim, mm-hmm. I think it's called, and I scan those headlines. And then that's it. If I do that every day, beyond that, I don't participate in the news. It's just not really positive, and I'm not trying to stick my head in the sand, but you know, it kind of is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big TV person, but I listen to a lot of audiobooks. And then sometimes I find that my brain will start feeling like it's going into overload. Mm-hmm. So I cycle a lot. I work out 6 days a week. And that honestly is for my mental stability. Mm-hmm. So I need that break. It's at least 30 minutes a day. I have to have that time. Sometimes I'll listen to an audiobook while I'm doing that. Sometimes my brain cannot receive any more information and I feel that. And so I'll just put on music mm-hmm. and cycle to music, you know, and sometimes I'll just walk with nothing or I will drive. So I don't know now this is an age thing, right? But now I'll drive with nothing, just in silence.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
It feels so good sometimes because, you know, as an entrepreneur, and it's constant. There's some, I feel like often days, someone always needs something, right? Either for business or family. And so just to have a minute and just to silence my mind, right? And silence my car or my exercise or whatever it is, and just take a mental break so that I'm not continuously pumping information into my brain.
Yeah.
Because it can just be overload. So just stop it for a minute. You know, I turned off notifications. My husband tried to call. He does this. He's the only one that can bust through in every podcast, I swear. But I turn off notifications. I put on my do not disturb. Mm-hmm. And it helps me because if you're sitting in front of your computer, you have your email up. You have, you know, depending on what kind of computer you have, mine connects with my phone, right? So my Mac is telling me I have text messages and whatnot. I'm like, whoa. And it's constant. I have all my notifications silenced too, because otherwise it's ding, ding, ding. And it feels like you are being hit by a ping pong on your brain all day long.
Yeah, it's so true. I actually turn all of that off. I don't get any notifications at all. So I also have a Mac. I turned it off so it doesn't tell me anything about my phone. Yeah. And I decided, this is something my mom told me a long time ago. She's like, I am the master of my phone. My phone is not the master of me. So, you know, it's okay to turn off the sound or turn it off altogether and not be reachable. I mean, back in the day when I'm dating myself, of course, but when cell phones first came into being and I was like, I'm not going to carry one of those. I don't want to be reachable all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, now
they weren't home.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. It's so weird. You know, I like anyone, I mean, I've got my phone on me all the time, but I've really shifted how I use it. And one of the things that I often tell myself, if I'm feeling totally overwhelmed and I feel like, oh, I've got to respond to this right now, or I've got to answer this email, or I've got to answer this call or whatever, is I'm not doing emergency brain surgery. Mm-hmm. Nobody's head's open on the table. And if I don't do this right this minute, that's really okay.
Yep. So, absolutely. I subscribe to that as well. I think it's very healthy too. I often abandon my phone on the weekends and at night. And so I left corporate America in 2019. Mm-hmm. I built a business, quite frankly, I hated it. It didn't serve me well. Mm-hmm. So I tore it down and started over.
Wow.
But I was in a business that was high. It was high stress, very active. My phone, I mean, people are calling me at 10 and 11 at night. I was
like, yikes. This is not for me.
So I rebuilt my business in a way that serves myself and my family very well. So same thing. I'm like, what can I do if it's 6 o'clock at night and you're participating in an investment and your wire's not in? I can't do anything, right?
Wires right.
And so it's just done. But I built my business that I put my out of office on. So I did not check my email Thursday, Friday. I was out of office, and then weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So I didn't check my email for 4 days. And it's okay to be not available. And I've gotten to the point where I check my email one time a day.
Wow. That's impressive.
I'm trying, right? And so I fail sometimes. I fail forward a lot, right? As entrepreneurs, we
But
that's the goal, is to check it once a day, because there's nothing, right? Once or twice. So I read, if you read the 4-hour work week, it talks about twice a week or twice a day. And so you can do stuff like that. Hide your email, right? So it's not, you have to consciously open it. So it's not always open. and then you see all these messages. But be intentional in your time. Be really present. That's something I really focus on. Even little stuff like we have a no cell phones at the table rule. Right? So don't like it, we're not going on date night and both on our phones, right? We're not having family dinner and people are on their phones. You know, I think there's an art form in being present in whatever you are doing. And that helps silence the mind. That stops the mind clock because you're focused on one thing because, oh, by the way, multitasking is a fallacy. So we're meant to focus on one thing. And if you're present, your mind will thank you.
Yeah, I just came back from 8 days away. And I haven't taken 8 days away in years. And what I did, so no, I only used my phone like for directions. And then, but I didn't open my computer. And I tried to, anytime my mind went to something around either of my businesses, I was like, nope, where are you right now? So it's just like a continuous recentering exercise. Where are you right now? So for me, that's always like looking around my environment. I was way out in nature, which is, you know, where I really belong. And so I find it's very easy when you're out there to be like, okay, look at the shape of that leaf. Look at the different shades of green that are coming out right now. You know, it's really easy for me to shut down mind clock in that arena.
Right.
And then when you come back home, you're like, oh boy. Okay. So now I am challenging myself with continuing the practice of the mind clock gets going. And instead of going with it, it's like, nope, where are you right now? What's right in front of you? So for example, I could say, look at this glass of water. Isn't it amazing that I can turn on the tap and have potable water that's cold and, you know, whatever. So it's like, draw your attention back. And anytime I keep doing that, it's like a continuous recentering exercise throughout the day. It really helps keep mind clock at bay. That's what I found.
Yeah. My sister always says, be where your feet are. That's what she's always told my niece. And that's a really great, again, I'm a visual person, but be where your feet are. Where are you? And be present in that moment, even if it's something as simple as being at your kid's soccer game.
Right.
Watch the soccer game. That's why you're there. Or don't know, right? So be present. I love to sit on the beach and just, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And just, I don't listen to music on the beach. I don't love it. My husband does. I don't. But I'll sit and I'll read or I'll just sit and feel nature. And it's great.
Yeah, I agree. The beach is one of my favorites. Like to me, the waves are the music. Like you don't need any more music than that. Yeah. Is there any last thing you'd like to share with our audience before we sign off?
Just, you know, if you would like to connect with me, I would be happy to. You can feel free to visit my website, which is ohanainvestmentpartners.com. Interesting enough, perfect timing for this. I am rolling out a mindset course later this week because it is a huge focus and something that has changed my business and my life personally. So please visit ohanainvestmentpartners.com and you can find me on LinkedIn under Angie Lee Aki. I would be happy to connect with you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on here, Angie. And I really like that, like, where are your feet? Everybody remember, where are your feet? So the next time mind clock starts going, ask yourself where your feet are and be there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. To our audience, thanks so much for listening. And to Angie, thank you again for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Maria.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of mind clucking up your days? Book a free strategy session with me at mindcluck.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a fabulous day.